Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia Sanchez. And yes, this podcast is semi-bilingual. Ahora, Dear God, in this context, for my movement, is whatever or whoever you want it to be. It can be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple: to empower thought-provoking conversation, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. The power of helping people help people with one conversation at a time. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets, and business, and passion to empower. Ahora vamos a hablar like it's 1995.
Today, it's this little story time. Last week I posted that I wanted to know the stories. I wanted to hear the stories and the conversations that need to be heard. And, someone messaged me and said to me, hey, you should tell this story. And I'm like, well, yo no sé de eso, pues. It's not my story. I mean, it is. I was a part of the story, but I didn't want to tell someone else's story, you know. But I got permission, so I wanted to talk about this today on the podcast. Quick story that probably will help inspire, motivate, or encourage you or someone that you know that's gone through the situation or went through the situation or going through, because Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is all about that. It's all about having the conversations and then asking the questions that need to be heard, and talking like it's 1995. More than a couple of years ago, we came into a situation where we were a circle of friends, and within our circle of friends, there was one of our friend, a mutual friend of ours, who had a big news to tell us, and we were so excited because we were like, when you're friends, you're like, tú que era el chisme, like, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué lo que? Right? And her face gets completely serious. Like, she's usually a very, like, just laughy and giddy and making jokes, and immediately she got serious, and we're like, oh my God, I hope it's nothing bad. I hope her family's okay. And she proceeds to tell us that, and she's like, I'm pregnant. And so my first reaction was like, oh my God, that's amazing, right? Because anybody who's going to have a baby, I'm always jump for joy. And I think my other friends kind of knew the situation before me in a way. So they kind of knew, but their reaction was like, because they know that it was really unexpected, you know? And I just sat there and like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Do you know what it is? And da da da. And of course, it's way too early. And at that point to tell if whatever the gender or of the baby. And she says, like, we start having a conversation, and we were like, well, why, probing, like, what's wrong with what happened? How do you feel? Like, why do you feel like this? Like, what's going on, right? And then she's like, I don't know if I want it. I mean, my mouth dropped. And sometimes we need to realize that people have their own choices in their own lives, right? But you as a friend, you want the best for your friends, and sometimes you put yourself in that situation and you're automatically judging. And what people didn't know about this person and why she automatically said that was, she was in this country as an immigrant. You know, her situation with her papers were not settled yet. They weren't complete. They weren't finished. And if you've ever known anyone in that situation of getting your permanent residency or your residency or your citizenship, like, it is crazy. It's una locura, right? The baby's father is a new relationship she doesn't even know how he's going to react and if he's going to be okay with it. And if so, that relationship that he's already had another, he already has children in his life, where does she stand? She is nobody. She's in a country that she doesn't know anybody that, like, as far as that can really help her. Like, her parents weren't here. They were living in another country. You know, so she doesn't have family here. She only had friends. But again, your friends are people, of course, that are here for you, but this is something huge, you know, to just huge. We just sat back and we were just like, no, oh my God, like, what do you mean? You want to give it away for, like, a, you know, adoption or whatever the case is, or is it, are you talking about abortion, you know? And again, everyone is different in their choices, right? I know I just got loud real quick. It was Sunday. I will never forget that day because it was like we were doing Sunday brunch at our other friend's house, and we were like, and I just wrote, I was like, loud, Dominicana, like always, and I'm like, no, you can give me that baby, girl, give me that baby. That baby will be fine. That baby will be loved. And it's so funny that I was so dead serious. I was like, give me that baby. I was already planning in my mind. I'm like, do not worry about it. Like, if you gotta be sent back, don't worry. Like, my mind started to, like, you know, racing and telling myself, like, no, if you get sent back, they can't do that because, you know, maybe we have lawyer friends, and then my other best friend is there. And she was just like, no, you don't worry. Like, it, we were trying to figure out this entire situation. Now, mind you, this is not something like, oh, I lost my job. This is something like, oh, I'm having a baby, you know? Have you felt like that? Like, have you ever felt like that? And I'm that type of friend that, and I look at it now that she ended up keeping this beautiful baby girl, and she ended up letting her faith, God, the universe, letting that take place on what needs to happen. And she is a strong single mother right now with a beautiful, like, beautiful, smart little girl. And I believe that regardless if we, I believe it was the courage of having people in your life that are supportive and positive and that will figure it out. And if you have a group of people who have that attitude, like, we'll figure this out, it will make you think differently. Because if she was around a different type of group, I'm not saying that people are followers or people, I'm just saying, because I'm the same way. Like, I feel like even though I'm really strong, if I'm in a mental state where I can't think, and we've all been there, then we're going to make those choices. So if you're listening to this and you need to listen to this and you need to hear this and you need to, and you're telling yourself, like, I'm in a middle of the road right now and I need help, you know, what are you going to tell yourself is that you need to go amongst your friends that have courage and support and that won't judge you. And maybe they'll help you make the best decision in your life that you need.
So I guess the moral to my little story is that, one, we can't always judge the situation when our friend or family member or something that we see, because we don't know all the whole story. We don't know the background to the story. Two, you know, I'm reading this book by Murray Farlu. You guys got to go check it out. Figureoutable. And yes, everything is figureoutable. If you have a group of friends, family, or someone that no matter what, you're in the pit, they will find a way. And it's not about being, you know, a pessimist or being positive or being, you know, positive or whatever the case is. It's just about always knowing that there's a solution for every situation, no matter what. It's figureoutable. And that's the number two point. Like, everything is figureoutable. And three, it's not going to be cloudy forever. No, it's not. Number three is, like, you know, we feel like when we are in these situations that that's it. It's like, it's going to be the end. Our lives are going to end and we're not going to be able to fulfill our dreams or our passions because now we have this. And that's not true. As a matter of fact, life probably becomes even much more better because now you start learning lessons. So this is a story I wanted to share because this was actually something I didn't feel like it was my story to tell. I always thought it was her story to tell. But she gave me permission to tell this story. And remembering it, just knowing like, yeah, I am that friend, I am that daughter, I am that sister, but at the same time, I am that person, and you are too. We all have that ability to do that. If it came to that point, yeah, I would have figured it out. I would have figured it out. But at the same time, I cannot only imagine how she was feeling at that point. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode this week, this little story. And there's a lot of people and women that are feeling this way, and men that feel this way, and they have something new in their lives and they don't have a support group. So I'd like for you guys to comment or email me and tell me what are these support groups or these organizations that are out there that help people in these situations, because I would love to highlight them in my weekly newsletter, my daily dose email, and also just on my website. All right, you guys have a great one. Until next time.